Western province hapa ndio kwa nendo celebrate la Christmas. I'm looking for a rosy boyfriend. Mungunda
deposit your drone dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? Then I need your my physical meeting. You charge the boss, I'm a member. Village banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a trap, I'm just got better. Now FND group savings account. FND group savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Mukushi Council commences a clearing of blocked drainages. In African news, 50 children escape after mass school abduction in Nigeria. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A civic leader in Chivefo ward of Mukushi district, Christopher Mutale, has disclosed that local authorities have begun clearing blocked drainages under the Cash for Work program. Mr. Mtal explained that the ongoing works will significantly improve the flow of rainwater, reducing the likelihood of flooding. He further stated that the initiative will also help protect the local roads from damage caused by stagnant water.
Thank you very much. Local authority, Kumbela Pamone Ndungurushi, Shabuteko, under Cash for Work, Natambo, Kumbela Pama drainages, Pamland Walk to the rain season. Therefore, Kumono to Tama drainages, you say, yes, okay. Amenshi yari nda wino wino kabiri yela onarano msebo.
Mufurila District Health Director Dr. Abel Hamonga has confirmed that the district has recorded 12 positive cases of typhoid. Dr. Hamonga disclosed that all the confirmed cases are from Francis Mukuka Township and explained that the concentration of cases in one area prompted health authorities to intensify monitoring. Dr. Hamonga says the situation is of public concern, especially during the rainy season, and the health team has moved in to conduct surveillance in homes of the affected residents to assess their sanitary conditions. He noted that shallow wells are being used as water sources have been identified as the major risk factor. He added that out of 28 diarrhea cases reported last week, 12 were tested positive for typhoid, but no new cases have been recorded this week. Dr. Hamonga said the situation is currently under control, with households are being taught how to chlorinate and treat their water to prevent further infections.
So as a district, we've recorded 12 positive cases of typhoid, all the coming from Francis County, that is next to the Tanga Barrister. So, you know, typhoid is a public health concern. I'm also as a district going to this rain season. So as a district, we've moved in to the surveillance team to check on the homes of these people that have come for. So most of these are coming from the same families. So we're going to check on their sanitary conditions at their home, and also going on ahead to give health education to them, and more so that most of them are using shallow wells for their water. So we told them how to take care of their water, boiling the water before taking it, and also provided them with the chlorine to make their water safe.
Persons with disabilities in Kapirimpongi have appealed for support to help them venture into business. One of the determined persons with disability, Winfred Danieleti, 42, of Mushimbili area, has called for support from government for them to take up agriculture. Mr. Danieleti has noted with sadness that some members of the community have a negative perception of them that they cannot engage in farming activities. In an interview with Kombon Ready News, Mr. Danieleti says the persons with disabilities can also contribute towards both social and economic development through agriculture production. He has since appealed to the Minister of Agriculture to consider them for inputs. The non-governmental gender organization Coordinating Council NGOCC has held the academic achievements of girls in Zambia, saying it is a testament to their hard work and determination. Speaking in